Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learn the Mem Tes of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we learned about today include: the Gemara continues to bring questions from Rav Papa about various scenarios related to the laws of Kmitza and Chafina. The Gemara Named Beis explains in detail the difficult avodah of the second Chafina in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, and adds that this is one of the most difficult avodahs performed in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of the key topics and concepts that we learned about include Chafina. Chafina is part of the avodah of the Ketores of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara mentions that this is one of the most difficult avodahs performed in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol needs to transfer the Ketores spice, which he's holding in a kli with a handle in his hand, back into both of his palms without dropping a bit of the spice. There are several opinions in the Rishonim as to how this is done. Nimnin Amoshchin Yedein Mimenu. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, every adult Jew is required to bring a Karban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon. In order to eat from the Karban Pesach, one must be appointed or registered on the Karban before it is slaughtered. This appointment is called Minui. A person may join or withdraw from a Karban Pesach up until the Shechita of the Karban. Pidyon Petach Hamor. There is a positive mitzvah to redeem a firstborn male donkey by giving a sheep to a Kohen in order to redeem the firstborn donkey. If it is not redeemed, the owner must decapitate it.